Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Wednesday morning, 61 degrees. Kansas lawmakers responding to the governor's decision to veto the coronavirus bill.
The bill was passed last Friday by lawmakers in Topeka. Senate President Susan Wagle tells KSN News she still considers it a win.
Make sure that people in Kansas have their physical health cared for, and in addition to that, their emotional health and their financial health. Kansans wanted to get back to work. They realized under Governor Kelly's orders that our big box essential stores were opened all over Kansas and small businesses were closed.
The governor has also called the legislature back into emergency session next week to work on coronavirus legislation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Kansas Star Casino is considering laying off up to 400 employees, according to a WARN notice issued by the casino. This comes just 3 days after the casino reopened to the public. Casino officials issued a statement saying in part they're unable to determine exactly how many team members will be recalled to work and how many will be laid off.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has released revised projections saying COVID-19 will kill less than 3% of Americans who are infected. But Fox's Garrett Tenney reports other researchers have strong doubts about that revision.
The agency estimates roughly 4 million patients would be hospitalized and 500,000 would die over the course of the pandemic. Those figures are far below many of the earlier estimates that came out as the nation started to shut down. But a number of researchers are skeptical of the CDC's new, more optimistic figures and are expressing concerns that the agency is responding to pressure from the White House to paint a rosier picture. Carl Bergstrom, a biologist at the University of Washington, tweeted, "These numbers are so far outside of the scientific consensus that this strikes me as a devious and cynical effort to manipulate not only federal modeling, but the broader scientific discourse."
The CDC says its latest numbers are subject to change.
Protests are occurring in Minneapolis over the killing of an unarmed man.
Organizers applauded the firing of those four Minneapolis police officers, but said it's not enough. They're calling on the Hennepin County attorney to arrest and charge those officers.
There's a reason why they got tasers and there's a reason why they got mace. They didn't need to put their foot on his neck to hold him down. And there was two cops there.
Now, as the protest grew, it moved down to the Minneapolis 3rd Precinct about 2 miles away. And that's where that violence really escalated. People throwing rocks at police cars and at the precinct buildings, spray painting those police cars. That's also when the rain really started to come down and most of the peaceful demonstrators left.
That's Fox's Hannah Flood with that report.
Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have an overcast sky in Wichita. Could see a few sprinkles from time to time with today's high 75. Mostly cloudy. Scattered showers this evening and overnight. Our low 58. And again, an isolated shower or thunderstorm on Thursday afternoon. It'll be breezy tomorrow with a high 76. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour and 61 degrees. 8:35 now, Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. We call it The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Several Hollywood studios are facing a lawsuit.
CBS, Disney, and ABC Studios face a sexual discrimination lawsuit from the California Department of Fair Employment and Housing, alleging the companies turned a blind eye to sexual harassment on the set of Criminal Minds by cinematographer Greg St. Johns. The lawsuit alleges St. John's touched men's private parts on set without their consent and punished those who objected over the 14 years that he worked on the show. The suit adds more than 12 men were fired from the production after complaining about St. John's behavior and contends that defendant's executive team not only had actual and constructive knowledge of St. John's abusive conduct, they condoned it. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Two major theme parks in Florida will unveil their plans today for reopening.
Theme parks in Florida are big business, so reopening the gates after being closed for 10 weeks is crucial. We'll find out today how Walt Disney World and SeaWorld plan to do that when they present their plans to a county task force. The plans are reportedly similar to those approved last week for Universal Orlando to reopen June 5th, including ways to social distance, such as leaving some seats on rides empty. Also encouraging frequent hand washing and requiring mask and temperature checks for guests and workers. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
77,000 people work for Disney in Florida.
Yeah, big employer, aren't they?
Been working a long time.
Yeah.
She's a model, she's a cookbook author, he's a musician. Ah, life is nice.
Chrissy Teigen leaked a couple of songs off her husband John Legend's new album weeks before it's set to be released. Teigen posted snippets May 24th on her Instagram stories while listening to the album for the first time. She captioned it, "Currently leaking John's album on my stories, out June 19th, or free when I get mad enough." Legend wasn't mad, though. He commented on the post, writing, "I call this free promotion. Leak on." The couple also went back and forth over one of the lines of his songs. And then Teigen posted another clip of John dancing with their two kids, Luna and Miles. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Getting up close with a celebrity, a real star.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with a star among the stars, Dr. Jackie Faherty, an astrophysicist at the American Museum of Natural History. The SpaceX Demo 2 mission will launch the first manned mission from U.S. soil since 2011. And we spoke about how historic this moment is.
Number one, astronauts are going from the United States. And number two, a private company is the one in charge of the launch, along with NASA. But it's unprecedented, and it's extremely exciting to think of what this opens up in terms of space-based travel.
She says it can be inspiring for families to watch.
All of it right now is open for letting this event remind you of where we've come and where we're going.
And while looking towards the stars, she says people can, of course, look at social media.
NASA has got a lot of really great materials that they're putting out, and you can follow the American Museum of Natural History. You can follow me on social media.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Michael Moore's new documentary has been pulled.
The controversial documentary Planet of the Humans, executive produced by Michael Moore, has been removed from YouTube because of a copyright dispute, to which Moore cried foul, calling the move, quote, a blatant act of censorship.
There's no turning back.
The film was streaming for free and had over 8 million views. The Jeff Gibbs film asked questions about green solutions to fossil fuels, arguing they offer a false sense of progress on climate change. Instead, the film focuses on addressing population growth and mass consumption. According to Deadline, the film was taken down over a copyright claim, which happens for 4 seconds, about 37 minutes into the film. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's find out what's going on in the world of gaming. Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. One of the most popular games in the world continues to take traditional sports earners and adapting them to an all-digital playing field. MasterCard and computer retailer Alienware are the first to join up on the new advertising platform in the popular eSport. League of Legends viewers will only be able to see the banners that are set up in the Summoner's Rift Arena to keep players from being distracted. A Formula E driver getting caught using a ringer. German Daniel Abt participating in the Race at Home Challenge Series using a professional gamer to place third in an official esports race. He put an apology on his YouTube channel.
The idea came up that it would be a funny move if a sim racer basically drove for me to show the other real drivers what he's capable of.
He was disqualified in order to pay about $10,000 to charity. He was discovered by another driver because Abt didn't have a face cam on. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
in Miami, one big stadium is finding usefulness.
Nearly 4 months ago, Hard Rock Stadium was hosting Super Bowl 54. Now the home of the Miami Dolphins has announced plans to convert into a drive-in outdoor theater. In a tweet, Hard Rock Stadium says the open-air theater will not only showcase select Miami Dolphins matchups, but also classic films, as well as hosting commencement ceremonies and other events. The drive-in event space can hold up to 230 cars, providing what the stadium called family-friendly experiences while staying in accordance with social distance policies. This announcement from Hard Rock Stadium follows Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross expressing optimism that fans will be able to attend NFL games. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The internet head over heels, a cute new cook.
Look out, Ina Garten. A one-year-old boy is Instagram's latest culinary star. Chef Kobe of Virginia stealing hearts, cooking up various dishes with the help of his mom. Videos shared to his page Kobe Eats show the youngster in a red chef hat and apron, always smiling while sometimes spilling and chowing down on ingredients. Viewers eating it up, the child has over 1.6 million followers, including Gordon Ramsay. Kobe's parents also run a TikTok and Twitter page, all showcasing his joy in the kitchen. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It was 25 years ago on this day that actor Christopher Reeve had a horse riding accident in Virginia and left him paralyzed. That was sad. That was 25 years ago today. 40 years ago on this day, David Lee Roth broke his nose and suffered a concussion when he leaped off of Alex Van Halen's drum riser and hit the stage lights. Clunk.
Doink.
They were recording an Italian TV special in Rome at the time. Poor David Lee Roth. We have a couple of events that occurred 70 years ago on this day. One of them was the release of the Warner Brothers cartoon A Scrambled Egg. An egg scramble. Which is it concerned Porky Pig having a farm and having to deal with things in the hen house.
Okay, yeah.
He ended up taking an egg from Miss Prissy.
Oh, Miss Prissy, yeah.
And this was the debut of Miss Prissy.
Miss Prissy.
So Miss Prissy is celebrating her 70th birthday today. They didn't really know what to do with her at first, but she ended up kind of becoming a foil in the Foghorn Leghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn, yeah.
Yeah, she kind of became the
female
elderly
of
matron of the of the hen house.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
Ooh, Miss Prissy.
Ooh.
Yeah. So she made her debut 70 years ago.
Miss Prissy.
Today. Also, 70 years ago on this night on NBC, the Bob Hope Show was on. It was a Sunday night on NBC, and a 34-year-old singer named Frank Sinatra was on the Bob Hope Show that night. That was Frank's first time ever on television.
1950. His first time on TV, yeah.
Frank, 70 years ago.
All black and white. And
he sang Come Rain or Come Shine, I believe. Peggy Lee was also a guest on that show. Arnold Stang. Milton Berle appeared and did a cameo in drag.
Wow.
Yeah. That was 70 years ago tonight. And yes. Happy birthday today to a member of the Batman universe. Lee Merriweather is 85 years old today.
Uh-oh.
Of course, a former Miss America.
Yeah.
Two-time Golden Globe nominee and one-time Emmy nominee for her work on Barnaby Jones.
Really? I didn't know that.
But, of course, she appears in the Batman canon because she portrayed Catwoman in the Batman movie. Lee Merriweather is Catwoman. Of course, they teamed up Cesar Romero as the Joker, Frank Gorshin as the Riddler, and Burgess Meredith as the Penguin. Super evil empire there.
United Underworld. We're about as united as the members of the United World headquarters on Gotham East River. What's the matter with you all?
She's right. She's right. If we don't manage to somehow swallow our super criminal pride, I'm afraid we're going to be...
Fight, Mr. Riddler! All right! We must hang together. Almost assuredly, we shall hang separately.
Oh, and what a pity that would be on the eve of the greatest criminal coup anyone ever dreamed of.
Ah! How did it go, Catwoman?
Perfectly. Perfectly.
Perfectly.
Lee Merriweather.
They're all in there, man.
Yeah, it was good stuff. That was in the Batman movie, and that is a Catwoman. Bring the Catwoman there. Lee Merriweather. She is 85 today. Happy birthday to Lee. That's entertainment news in the blur, brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They run a family-owned appliance repair business. And they are super helpful, and they're good at what they do. If you're having an appliance that's in trouble, call Terry. Get in for an appointment. Here's that phone number. You ought to have this written down.
Oh, yeah.
Paste it up somewhere. 409-1525. Proud sponsors of the Blur. We love them. Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Layoffs coming for a company in Kansas. That's coming up with editor Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal. On the way, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSN.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.